This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, it's the bombastic. Is that another word for loud, Jay?
He just loud.
Yeah, right, okay. So we'll calm it down. Let's say next week at this time, Jay will have won her second, not the first, well, it's the first one by herself, but she and the girls won a Gracie last year. So in a week, we'll have the opportunity to be in Los Angeles and clap for Jay.
Thank you.
Who wins
this program?
Yeah. Well, it's a part of the general overall effort here on the Good Day program. All right, let's go to the microbe department, right? Everybody ready? We all have to have a day, a time for microbial discussion. And it happens that the good news today about microbes is that they are digesting plastic. And they can be used. Microbes are the things, among other things. I talk about them as they come out of the rear end of my cows in the poop. The microbes that are in, they come out as part of the digestive process. Cows have four stomachs and lots of different ways to digest the grass and the corn and the things that they eat. They are big on squash and pumpkins. Jay, did you know that? Cows love squash, pumpkins, they like brewer's grain.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That definitely makes sense, especially because in October, I feel like we're always discussing any kind of wildlife loves pumpkins.
Right.
Toss your pumpkins into the woods for them.
Whatever is going on in the stomachs of cows creates the atmosphere for microbes to grow. And when you, I'm sure plenty of you, well, in the summertime, I'm sure you walk around a cow pasture and you see the cow poop. And around the cow poop, for depending on how many days it is, the grass is much greener around the cow poop. And that's because it has all these microbes in it that enhance the soil, make it work and do its job and that sort of thing. So there are different kinds of microbes that have been developed over the years. And this is a new kind that eats plastic at low temperatures. There are microorganisms around that are capable of eating the plastic polymer. Those have been used for a while now. Businesses latching on to bioengineering these enzymes that are found in the bacteria, the fungi, if you will, that tackle the plastic pollution problem that we have. I like that for an alliteration.
Mm-hmm,
plastic pollution problem. We have it. It's and there's a need. And it used to be they thought it had to heat it up, but now you don't have to.
No,
it
was just hiding in the Alps.
Yeah,
they found
right.
some, and they can do it at low temperatures.
Right.
These microbes, meaning they.
Yes, exactly. Not the people. But why would they bring it into the Alps? They're finding plastic bottles up there. It doesn't seem like anybody would really care about. I think the news here is that the microbes can work in different conditions, but I'm not thinking that there are a lot of plastic bottles and stuff up at the top of the Alps. Is that safe ground to be on here?
You never know. You never know how conscious those climbers are.
I suppose. All right, anyway, so microbes are good. I guess that's the bottom line here. And speaking about good, this whole business, you hear these commercials on my program and other programs around now, with a focus on AM radio, what is good for. There has been a study released. This is the time of year when the blockbusters come out, right? All those Hollywood movies like Mission Impossible comes out. Is it next week? The week after is before the end of May. I know that. And highly anticipated. I'll bet it'll do the same kind of business, box office business, as the last Tom Cruise movie, which came out last year about this time, right?
Yeah, I think it's usually Maverick? Memorial Weekend and 4th of July weekend
right.
that are the big ones.
So the study that's been done, that's being sent to now I think a lot of us have given up on going to the car manufacturers because they're tone deaf, Ford especially, the worst among them. So now we're going to Congress. radio groups, advertisers, people like the baseball, the baseball association has gone, the radio baseball association, I don't forget what they actually call it, but at any rate, all the sports people, because most people listen to sports on the radio on AM band. That's not, it's some places on the FM, some of the football, but for the most part, it's on the AM band. And so this is a place, once again, the government, however, the most interesting part of this controversy is that the federal government is probably going to sue Ford and some of the other manufacturers for some kind of, and I forget what the actual verbiage is because I don't play a lawyer on the radio, but there's some violation of the emergency broadcast system. You can't get the emergency broadcast system if you don't have an AM radio. And I don't know. I always thought it was on AM and FM stations, but at any rate, the point is that the feds are getting involved in it, and that's not going to be good for the car manufacturers. They're just not. And why they keep fighting this, figure out a way to make it work and make it work and get off it and get on to something that's more important, for God's sakes. So, speaking of what's more important, the mayor of New York, Mr. Adams, and the New York Police Commissioner, who has not been in any of the TV shows, but he's the real guy. He's not Frank Reagan. His name is Sewell. They have announced plans this week to use robots for policing. This ought to be interesting, right? The rise of the robots.
No. Why can we shut it down? Don't even start this.
Well, that's what they're going to do. There was a big show, and the mayor of New York was there with the commissioner and the manufacturers of this robot talking about the New World Order. Streets being patrolled by highly advanced robots using cutting-edge technology, so says the mayor, to detect and prevent crime before it happens.
Nope. Go and watch the Will Smith movie, I, Robot, and shut this down.
Yeah. Anyway, the people who are making this say that they have signed a contract with the New York Police Department, and then the rest of the, you know, the police around the country are going to take note of this because they say it will transform the security industry and pave the way for your safer future. That's what I say.
Yeah, and so the robots start learning on their own or perceive something.
And they become
as a
the criminals.
And yes. No.
Yeah, the robots. Robots, I, Robot, as criminal. Da-da-da-da-da.
They need to stop this. Just knock it off, people.
Yep. Adios. Get rid of it. Here's news from Georgia. Family of a rideshare driver kidnapped and murdered in Georgia a couple of years ago finally has some closure. 9 drug traffickers pled guilty. This lady's name was Rosanna Delgado, mother of 2, killed after she was kidnapped by several members of this drug trafficking organization. The mother was lured into a plaza in Atlanta under the guise of going on a shopping trip, but then she was kidnapped by a group and taken to several locations.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband said his wife told him she was dropping off one last passenger. She was an Uber driver, right?
It's the whole human trafficking situation.
Jeez, crow. Imagine that, huh?
If somebody you don't know offers to take you shopping, don't do it. Let's just go with that. Let's just let that be the lesson in this.
Yeah, but you'd think people would be smart enough not to do that. I guess in this day and age, you go into the airport and you hear these obnoxious announcements all the time. If somebody leaves a bag or asks you to take something, who the hell is going to ask you to take something on a plane with you? I suppose maybe it's happened. But here, yes. So a couple of the suspects fled to Mexico after they killed this woman. And apparently they went to Mexico to get him. And they were extradited to the United States. 14 people have been indicted on charges in connection with the kidnapping and murder. 9 suspects in custody pled guilty before the trial. 2 people sentenced to life in prison. See, this is why I'm taking a breath here, because I'm going to be criticized for saying this. This is the problem with Hispanic surnames. And this is where the prejudice comes from. Whether it's a blanket condemnation or not, this is the kind of stuff that gives people with Spanish surnames a bad reputation. It doesn't make any difference whether it's legitimate or not. It just is the way people think. It's like Middle Eastern surnames. You know, somebody named Muhammad. With some of the ignoramuses in our society, they see that name, send him back where he came from. Well, the same thing happens with the Spanish surnames, where people, you know, this kind of story gets a lot of play. Oscar Manuel Garcia, Juan Rodriguez have been sentenced to life in prison for the murder. You hear these things more often than not when somebody is here illegally. The name that comes to the surface is a Spanish surname name. And the people who are driving around in Southern California or wherever they may be that are here illegally, get into a car drunk, they run over somebody, it's a Spanish surname. And so is this the intelligent way of looking at those people who have Spanish surnames? No, but it's what happens. This is kind of the human condition. It's kind of the way people think. Here's another Georgia story that's not very attractive. A two-year-old girl ran into the path of a car at a parking lot in Georgia.
Isn't that awful?
Good God.
Toddlers can get away from you so stinking
fast. So fast.
So fast.
Yeah. They were standing in the parking lot, and the baby just ran out in front of the car. And I guess there were a couple of cars in the same location. Anyway, this is something, I guess there's a warning in this, right?
A lot of people will have their toddler with them holding their hand because they're carrying something else, and then they go to put that in the car thinking the toddler will stay standing right next to them. They turn, they put it in the car really quickly, and they've probably done that time and time again, but it only takes the one time for that toddler to see something they want to run after.
Yeah. So you'll meet young Jasper next Monday night when we have dinner. And he'll be running around the restaurant.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. All right. 18 after. This is Good Day.
O'Reilly. Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro-X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro-X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro-X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bum, bum, bum. 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. With Jay Kirshner, we're working over the social media side of things on Facebook, our Facebook page, and Instagram. The comments are there at Good Day Radio, a show for you to comment on. Here's something inside the Beltway that I want to talk about, some of the responses to our questions, Jay. But Justine Bateman has been talking about artificial intelligence, specifically as to how it may be used in Hollywood. This is part of the strike, the writer's strike. The Writers Guild is concerned, and this is part of the negotiations like never before, because they think that artificial intelligence can be used to write scripts.
Oh, yes. And
maybe it could be.
Yeah, down the line for sure. You could have viewers who, they're like, I want a story about this, and I want this person to star in it, and AI can do that. Or I want to watch this movie, but I want to be the star, and AI can put your face on the celebrity's body. And the Writers Guild, writers already are not making a living wage. I can't remember who recently said it, Jimmy Fallon or Seth Meyers, that you are not, if you are a writer in Hollywood, you are not owed a job. But if you have a job, you are owed a living wage. And I think that's really what they are fighting about. And soon enough, jobs will be very scarce.
Yep. Yeah. So that's why they're having the strike. And Justine Bateman has been on all the late night shows, interviewed by a lot of the Hollywood sorts. The best television channel in Los Angeles for local news is KTLA. It's a very comfortable, very warm. It's a neat. They have a great group of reporters and anchors. A guy named Sam Rubin has been there forever. Anybody in Los Angeles who knows anybody has had an encounter, an interview with Sam Rubin. I actually only met him once when I was on KRLA. I was on KRLA, but that's where Jennifer is now. I was on KABC. And he was just a fun, having a great time. He used to thank his lucky stars that he was able to get to Los Angeles and to get this job, and he's had this job for like 40 years or something. I mean, the guy's been around there since the 90s. And he doesn't look that old, but he gets into, everybody in the business knows him, so he's been doing some reporting that has been different and better than what you get on most of the other crap-filled news stations in Los Angeles. So, at any rate, they're trying to get restrictions on AI. They didn't get them in the negotiations, so that's what they went on strike? And now they're working
the, not having access to any really residuals when when it used to just be TV and now it's the streaming and people really aren't getting paid a lot, only the networks themselves are.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. And when you even think of any job, voiceover, a lot of people are using their voice for things and then they're being replicated and eventually we already see this a little bit with some radio stations are doing this.
Yeah.
Who was it? The original voice of Siri. She didn't know she was going to be the original voice of Siri. She was hired on to say some things, and then her voice was sold because she already relinquished certain rights. And
Okay, we asked you to tell us about your weekend, looking at some of these posts that have come in over the last 24 hours. Fred said he went fishing. Daniel, I got some rain in mid-Texas, stayed inside, did some housework, that makes good sense. Here's Jeff who grilled bacon. Oh, wait a minute. No, this was bacon-wrapped smoked sausage. What? You put bacon, which is pork, around sausage, which is pork? Huh. And they put a lot of barbecues. Sounds like a recipe that you'd have at LBJ's Ranch with baked beans and potato salad. Actually, it sounds pretty good. It's good. Listen, you got to have fun. Just think about the ramifications. Eat too much of this stuff. I'm not trying to spoil it for you, but don't eat too much of it. A little goes a long way, I think. That's a great expression. I think that is applicable. There's so many different things. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
8 great shopping tips. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks, and I am real impressed with all the ways to save that you are sending. Gabriella writes, I began buying fold-top sandwich bags to use with food items that don't need to be airtight. Even a sandwich at work won't spoil since you'll eat it within 3 or 4 hours. And fold-top bags are much less expensive than those Ziploc-type bags. And she whipped up a tasty ceviche using a can of sardines. Much easier to work with than fresh fish, shrimp, or crab meat, she says, and much less expensive. She writes, who would have thought it would be a hit with my picky son? So then she tried canned salmon. You can read her entire post on my blog where you can share how you are coping. Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Walgreens now set to pay San Francisco nearly $230 million to settle a case over the company's distribution of opioids. The city of San Francisco will collect the money over the span of 14 years. The attorney's office saying between 2014 and 2020, opioid-related overdose deaths in the city grew by nearly 500%. And Walgreens was at least partially at fault. Johnny Depp says he doesn't have much further need for Hollywood. The actor took part in a press conference for his new French-language film, Jean du Barry, Wednesday at the Cannes Film Festival, where he was asked if he felt boycotted by Hollywood.
Yeah, you feel a bit boycotted. Do I feel boycotted now? No, not at all.
Depp lost a role in the Harry Potter franchise following abuse allegations made by his ex-wife Amber Heard. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Man, you ought to see her.
Talk. Yep. Ever heard this before, Jay?
I have not.
No. Jackie Wilson, do you know who Jackie Wilson is or was?
What else? What are some other songs?
Higher and Higher is probably the one he's best known for.
Okay, I know that one, yes.
All right, get that, Jay. James, see if you can find Higher and Higher for those of you like James who probably don't know who Jackie Wilson is either. This is his signature song, and the one he was singing when he had a stroke and died on the stage. He was like 38 years old or something. He used to go through the most amazing gyrations when he was singing. His son now is on the road and sings his songbook, and he looks just like his father, kind of acts just like his father, but I think takes better care of himself because he's older than that now. I would think Jackie Wilson's son would be probably in his 50s by now.
But and Jackie Wilson died at the age of 49.
He was 49?
On stage?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, yeah. 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 All right, so James, just so people know who we're talking about, crank this up.
Higher!
Oh, my God, what a fabulous song.
Yeah, this song is great.
Every time I hear this, if I'm in the car, the truck or something, windows come down, volume goes up. It's just one of those songs that is the epitome kind of springtime. All right, come on, James, crank it up. Everybody. Can you sit still for this? Andrew. So, now that we've started off your day, if this is the beginning of your day, on a high note, let's talk about Jamie Foxx for a minute, because there are some new details. I tell you, every time I see a story, there's something about Jamie Foxx I've always liked. His personality, his acting, well, he's just a likable guy.
He is likable, yes.
Right. So when you hear all of this stuff about him, it's been going on now for a couple of months. What the heck is going on? I click on the story, and most of the time it goes nowhere because there really aren't any new details, except now there seems to be, except they're keeping it very quiet. He's entered into a rehab center in Chicago, according to a lot of different sources. And so... The unknown medical emergency seems to have been a stroke. His daughter, with whom he is very close, he's got two daughters, and they seem to be staying with him or staying close to him. And so even though nobody really wants to talk about what happened, this facility specializes in stroke recovery. So, hello.
And traumatic brain injuries.
Right.
Which I think if there was something that happened, some injury,
yeah.
I don't know, there might be more about it. And apparently he has been out of the hospital for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
And this just goes to show, Jamie Foxx is a very private person, and the people in his camp understand this and respect that.
Yeah.
And they are keeping sealed lips as well, because the truth is, it's not their story to tell. It's Jamie's
when he
tells somebody else that they are permitted to say something. But Corinne did say that he was rushed to the hospital for a medical emergency. Another source has said that he was not transported by ambulance.
Well, with this, and I think the girls are right about this, the media has run wild with this story. And they, you know, because they haven't cooperated, that is, the family hasn't cooperated, there are all kinds of silly speculations because people seem to drink this stuff up. At any rate, there's supposed to be a new game show that the two of them were doing. He and his daughter were doing that Beat Shazam.
Beat Shazam.
That's a fun show. Now they're going to do a show called We Are Family. And I think they already had put that to bed. A lot of these things are done for the summer season, but they record them, they tape them during the winter months. And so I think that thing is all in the can, if I'm not mistaken. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. Let's see here. The latest person of note to run for Congress, Sarah Hughes. Remember her? Won gold in the Salt Lake City Olympics about 20 years ago. She says that she wants to run for Congress in New York's 4th Congressional District. She has a degree from Yale, a degree from Penn State. She seems to be someone, I remember her bubbly personality, man. I didn't think it was that long ago that she'd been as a gold medalist in a figure skating competition, but it's been 20 years. So she's about ready to launch her campaign. She filed a run. She lives in Long Island, and she's 38 years old. She's someone who's accomplished a lot with her life, not just a great skater, but she has also been involved in several business ventures. She's now a lawyer, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She works for a New York law firm.
Good for her.
Yeah, is also studying in the School of Business. She'd be somebody who's good.
I guess she's
a Democrat. This is a seat held by Anthony Desposito, who is a Republican, and a lot of people are getting restless with him I thought it was she was running in the district where George Santos is, but that's the third district. Where she's running is the fourth district next to where he is. I would think it would be easier for somebody to beat him.
Well, at this point, one would hope.
Yeah, I know, under the circumstances. Good Lord. Anyway, so she looks like she'd bring a fresh look into Congress, and that's something that we certainly need. We need a lot of help and encouragement to do things the right way. Here's some good news for those of you who use TurboTax. Aha! There is a $141 million settlement from last year that is going to be split between 4.5 million TurboTax customers. And you, if you haven't received a check already, you will pretty soon as part of this settlement. You don't have to file a claim. Intuit that owns TurboTax ordered by the courts to pay $141 million to people who were tricked into paying for tax services. Why would you even go? Why would you use any product? These people are such leeches. I would never use a TurboTax. I would never use Intuit. Never. And they probably advertise. I don't know if I've heard of James. Do we have advertising?
I would just be too afraid of doing anything myself in a way.
Yeah.
I just people go to school for this. People have degrees in this. They get certified in.
Right, this is what the CPA is for. Right,
yes, yeah.
She's a CPA. Anyway, so if you haven't started to get your check, supposedly they're going. This is, by the way, it goes back to using TurboTax in 2016, 2017, 2018. There was advertising that said you were supposed to file free, but it wasn't a TurboTax program. It was an IRS program. And TurboTax then sort of countered, well, we'll help you for free, too. For free. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. We'll help you free. And they didn't. So they were charging out, what was it, $85, I think. And so you'll get the $85 back. All right? Got that? It's like going and buying a ticket to the lottery and winning a scratch for, what, $85? No, listen, $85 better in your pocket than somebody else's,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that is a tank and a half of gas.
Yeah, there you go. This drives me. This is horrible. All right, mother driving her daughter to pick up a prom dress drives into the... they're driving into the parking lot, apparently, and gets shot and killed. She was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
An innocent bystander in the crossfire between two people who hopefully will go to jail for the rest of their lives. The daughter hears the gunshots. The mother she saw that her mother had been hit, couldn't breathe. She leaned on her daughter's shoulder. They crashed. And that was the end.
Yeah.
So how about that?
There were a couple other people who were shot. It was two cars that
people.
Were going after each other.
Yeah. Just damn them.
Mm-hmm. And this poor girl, just to lose her mother at such a young age anyway, but in such a horrific way. And she is going to have that survivor's guilt of why was her mom shot? Why not?
Yeah.
Why wasn't she shot? And also her mom was, they were going to pick out her prom dress together. Yeah. I feel so awful for this family, and especially her daughter.
All right, so here's a couple of other good mom and daughter stories. A mother and daughter helping to save a father from falling into a sinkhole near the Rio Grande River in New Mexico. Let's see here. Heaven Chavez and her mom, Jackie Rodriguez, were on Highway 6. The man, they could hear this guy yelling, calling for help. The lady said her window was down. She heard this cry. So they doubled back around, found that the sidewalk had collapsed, and this guy was riding his bike, had fallen into the sinkhole.
Mm-hmm. And he was with his son. Fortunately, his son didn't fall in.
Yeah, right. So these people stopped and saved him. Mother and daughter, good for them. Let's hear it for the good guys.
Yes.
And here's... Yeah, it's a mother and a daughter and a father, actually, graduating. This is cool. They were going to Texas Lutheran University. And this is the first time in the history of the school that a student graduated at the same time as her mother and her father.
Yeah.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Yeah.
Family studies together.
Yep.
Stays together.
Graduates together. Ashley Adams, education major, said it was kind of surreal. Who else can say that they went to college with their parents and they were walking on stage with them all at the same time? Apparently her parents didn't get to finish college because they started the family with her.
Yes. Well, and then there were also just better opportunities to obtain at the time for what goals they had. So they went. And I think that we are seeing this a lot where parents who didn't go to college or went to college but didn't graduate with a degree, once their kids are out of the house and maybe starting college themselves, that gives them a little bit of that boost of like, you know what? I want to go get my degree, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So good for them. All right. So here's something not so good. A mother hiding 3 pounds of cocaine, pretending that she's fake. So she's got a belly bag full of cocaine.
Yeah.
Tried to get away from the police, didn't work. So they were disguising the drugs in a pregnant pouch. 3 pounds of this stuff. How much is that worth on the market?
Oh, I have no idea. But yeah, this is just the fake pregnant bellies. They used it to their advantage. She looked pregnant.
Yeah.
Got busted.
So I wonder what it was that caused them to be suspicious. That would be what I'd be interested in knowing. Why the deputies, apparently they found some marijuana in her. Yeah, and they would have a sniffing dog. Yeah, right. So crime doesn't pay as far as that lady is concerned. It's, where are we, 48 after here on Good Day.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 35% off Emerald products and Superdeck stains May 19th through the 22nd. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour, Good Day Health Time. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, noted NUCA chiropractor and GAPS practitioner, has a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. People come from all over the country. Was it last week or the week before? We were talking about this lady that came down who listens to us up in Alaska, came to see you. How'd that work out? Is she okay?
Yeah. Oh, great. I saw her twice, and she's in her high 80s, like 87, 88.
Mm-hmm.
And she just couldn't be happier because she stood up straight, walked with significantly reduced pain.
Good.
But right after I saw her, I saw some fellow from Montana. So my last two patients are both out of state.
And they both came listening to this program.
Well, of course.
They have in Montana. Okay, so that's the story. Dr. Jack fixes whatever there is that needs to be fixed.
You.
Find out. Go to Jack's website, jackstockwell.com or forbiddendoctor.com, and figure out what the heck is going on in your body by having Jack work you over. One of the interesting things as we look back on the podcasts that are available, they have so many different places to get information. Good Day Health, Jack and Ken both do an hour of Good Day Health, the podcast that are basically a summary of the conversations. Jack, in the most recent podcast, gives you a step-by-step detail on how you can conduct your own in-home allergy test, which would be pretty cool because this has been a horrible year for allergy problems. So check that out. All these the podcasts are available without charge at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I have had somebody who sent me a note and wanted to know more about autism. There was a story about a youngster who's graduating. This is graduation time. So a college valedictorian who hasn't spoken at all in her life because of autism delivered a commencement speech using the technique you print and put it up on a screen. And I guess when I saw that, I thought we ought to talk a little more because it does seem to be an epidemic. Autism, ADHD, that sort of thing. You have some strong feelings about what causes that, Jack, I know.
Well, 20 years ago, the rate for autism was 1 in 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And now here in Utah, it's 1 in 35 for boys and about 1 in 40-something for girls. But it's below 50 nationwide. 1 in 50 births are going to end up with autism. During the developmental processes, in utero, mom is exposed to so many toxic chemicals. Now, the EPA has identified over 30,000 toxic materials that are in our environment that weren't there 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Involved with hair care, hand cleaning, stuff
sure.
around the house, stuff on the farm, stuff in our cars, stuff in our schools, everywhere, all this cleaning stuff. Not just cleaning stuff, but all other kinds of chemicals that Mother Nature never heard of.
Disinfectants. We went crazy with hand sanitizers and that sort of stuff during COVID. And that stuff can't be good for you. And you wonder about other
also,
things.
There's also some information that indicates that a woman taking acetaminophen during pregnancy has a higher chance of an autistic child.
Wow.
Now, vaccines get a lot of the blame, and there's substantial evidence for that. But it's not just vaccines, because there are unvaccinated kids who are now starting to develop some autism in the last few years. After birth, they seem to be fine, but a year, two, three, four, 5 years after birth, they start developing some autistic tendencies because they're picking up some kind of environmental poison that's toxic to the central nervous system. And especially with a developing brain, it's very difficult to back down out of it. Now, you can. GAPS is one of the most powerful influences out there. The gut and psychology syndrome of Dr. McBride out of Oxford, England, has a dietary program just called GAPS. You probably search GAPS.com. Mary and I are GAPS practitioners, in fact, trained by Dr. McBride. So to rebuild the microbiome of these children before they get too old, before they get into their secondary sexual development. So in at least the first decade of life, there's a good chance to reverse a lot of this. But it's simply the environmental poisons that did not exist 20 years ago in our environment. And 20 years ago, we're talking about the beginning of the new century.
Yeah, this is not.
That's how recent we're talking. Yeah.
So one of the things, when I hear you talking about that, I think about this product Balance 7 that improves the acidic and alkaline balance in your body. I know that you are a strong believer. That's the GAPS thing. And so anybody who's interested in having their body balanced out, you might call 800-793-9039 and get the deal to balance your body with Balance 7. All right, Jackson, thank you. Doug Steffen here on the Good Day Health Program, now 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.